Hey,
enough of that!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking of beautiful things.
You are a hipster.
A geek terrorist.
What?
And remember, respect is everything.
Would be quite interesting to do that on a train, like in a train trip, and people like, what is he doing? And then you have a camera over there. What the fuck?
You start getting cringe, you know.
All right, so I'm sitting here with Nicolas from Georgia. I just met him at the train station in Koblenz, and now we're going to talk a bit and upload it to Spotify. Just say hello.
Hello. Let's do it.
Can you say something in Russian for the fans?
Нет.
Почему?
Не знаю русский. Я не знаю.
Не знаю русский.
I can say something in Georgian.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Say Endstufe is the best channel in the world.
How?
Endstufe.
Endstufe?
Yeah.
Endstufe. Aris Sauke, this is a channel in so pliosh.
Perfect.
So
you already told me you're a programmer from remote work, and
well, kind of, yeah, mostly, yeah. But basically, the world is full of opportunities. So right now, I'm programming. Maybe tomorrow, I'll still programming because I got a project to finish. So
what are you working on?
There is one application in Georgia for jobs. It's kind of, you can upload your CV, and because there is a lack of people who are actually getting trouble in making a professional CV.
Yeah.
So we are getting a service which allows them to, even you can just, you know, click the button on the application.
All right.
The agent will call you.
All right.
And she or he will just ask you about your knowledge, about your school, about your degree, and things like that. And in like 5 minutes, she's gonna send you a ready PDF file on your email. And this is kind of functional that we're developing right now.
So, is coding one of your biggest passions in life?
Not really. No, it's actually exciting, interesting, but it's kind of simple, you know.
Usually, when I think of coding, then I see someone sitting in the basement, like the Anonymous Mask.
That's
here.
Right. That's me.
Then you're in your tunnel, just blending everything out, and you only have your Coca-Cola or Red Bull.
yeah, Monster.
Is it like that?
Yeah, Monster with Cheetos. You know.
Gosh, I wish we had a Monster right now here.
No, coding is it's an exciting thing because it allows you to think out of the box, because also if you have extra skills of math, for example, you can just write the code, so it's gonna write the code, right? That's about the data science, because when you're doing analysis, right, it depends what kind of code you're doing. So I just can't explain how huge is this whole thing.
Would you recommend for someone who is not so analytical but more like acting from feelings and not so much from the head, like get into coding?
Of course, because if you think that you are not doing something in life which is, you know, at least gonna bring you money, because coding, if you're gonna take a look at that from different perspective, it's pretty boring, you know, because you gotta sit in front of a computer for a while, you have to write it down, you gotta know the language, things like that. But if you're gonna, you know, just stand in front of yourself and I'm just gonna do it, you know, and if it's gonna bring you money, it's definitely worth it. So the fact that you don't have any experience in that, or you think that you don't have any, you know, talent to do that, it is never true, because you don't need any talent for that. It's if you know how to use a keyboard, and if you know how to, you know, how to explain that.
Yeah, but I get you.
No, I mean, if you know the combination of the language, if you know the right combination, right, it brings you a different thing. A plus B equals to E, for example, right? The same thing is in coding. It depends what you need, right? For example, you getting a task from a client, right? He needs an application to work in an exact way. You go, when you click on this button, you gotta get this. When you gotta do this, you gotta get this. So you're just gonna calculate that, and that's it. Actually, if you gotta ask me, if you have enough practice, if you know the language in a good way, you're getting money for nothing.
Really. Wow.
Yeah, for sure. Because it takes you a few hours. Of course, you gotta work for a few hours, but the amount of money that you get for this, sometimes it's overrated. Really.
I've seen a quote years ago that coding is the most valuable skill you can learn in 21st century.
It's the most useful skill that you're gonna get, because applications gonna continue going on.
Sure.
It's not only about applications, it's also about websites. Yeah, it's
everything.
It's about the functionals into phone. Even just imagine COVID-19, it's a virus between people, but how much of a code knowledge it required at its time just to create the screen passes and things like that. So anything that will happen in the world, there would be someone who always needs a coder, you know.
That's true.
The government, private sector, everyone needs it.
Everything's connected to technology, and just look around here. We are sitting currently in a train, and like I have my phone in my hand, and there's the display over there, or there's another display. It's everything coded, so basically everything's connected to technology is necessary of code.
Internet just changed everything, because if we would not have internet, code will not make any sense. So I don't think that one day internet will be just turned off. It's impossible. So, you know, we just gotta be flexible all the time. If you know how to be flexible, then your life will get flexible in a good way, because your schedule will be flexible, your mindset will be flexible, because you can't just concentrate on one thing, okay? You can't just say that, okay, for this amount of month, I'm gonna do one and the same thing, because the world is changing every single day, just like an internet, just like coding, just like languages, just like applicant, everything is changing. So if you're not gonna be flexible, it's gonna be hard.
So maybe one last thing before ending this, if someone would say to you, I want to earn a lot of money in coding, but I have no experience at all, where should I start?
I'm gonna tell you a small story, because I have this friend, he's not in Georgia anymore. He was 29 years old when he decided that he, you know, he gotta learn this. And he was going to, I don't know how it's called in English, but it's like old bazaar. He was buying old books, Soviet books of coding. And he actually learned basis from these books. And then he eventually went to YouTube, and he actually self-developed guy. And with zero knowledge, with zero money, he just wanted that so bad, he did it. And now he's like up to 5,000 euros a month. And he's a freelancer. He can live anywhere he wants.
That's a great word.
Just because he wanted to. So, you know, sometimes you gotta stop thinking too much. You just gotta stop. You just gotta do it, you know. You gotta start coding, and maybe you'll understand it's not yours, but you already did it, you know.
Yeah.
You already did something. So that's where the process is starting, you know, because you can't just sit and think that, oh, you know what, if I'm gonna try this, it's not gonna work. Just do it. And if it's not gonna work, you already gotta have result that it doesn't work. So it means you have to do something else. And that's the whole thing. It's overthinking is not a good thing. It will never assist you in a good way. So just forget about it. Just do it. Just do it. If you know, coding will not suit you. Apart from coding, there is a lot of different things in this field, right? So you should acknowledge what is happening around you, and the main point is to figure out what is yours and what is not yours. If you're not gonna try that, you can't identify if it is yours or not. So just do it. There is no excuses. Never.
All right. I'm going to put your Instagram in the show notes and in the YouTube description. And thank you for having a small session here in the train.
We're shaking hands right now.
All right. All right, see ya.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.